Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club, starring Chester and Mummy.
No. Mummy and everybody from FKC in St. Mary's Primary School in FKC Grade Prep.
Well, hi, everybody. So if it's the whole class from prep, that means Chester's here too. Is that right?
On holidays.
Where's he on holidays to, and why did he not take me?
He's in Brisbane.
In Brisbane? What's he doing in Brisbane?
I don't know.
You do know? Oh, just escaping the cold Melbourne weather, even though it's meant to be spring, but everybody's got the heater on because it's freezing cold at the moment and hailed yesterday and today. So,
and how today?
Oh, it was yesterday. Okay, I'm a bit confused. Well, welcome the whole class.
And some other people.
Oh, yeah?
Angry Bird and Angry Pig from Angry Bird.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome FKC and Angry Pig and Angry Bird. Now, what book are we reading today? Maybe someone in FKC, would you like to put your hand up and I'll pick someone? Oh, yes, the boy who looks a little bit like Chester but is not Chester.
Say the name.
Chester.
Name.
No, Ollie. Ollie.
A Trip to the Moon.
Good job. Peppa Pig, A Trip to the Moon. And Elsa requested a Peppa Pig book. She actually, I think, wanted something about a class trip, but our library didn't have that one. So we requested a couple of other Peppa Pig books and we finally got around to recording a podcast. And this is the one that Chester has picked. So thank you, Elsa. We hope you enjoy this episode. Now I might get you to move your frozen blueberries so that I can read the book. Okay, so Peppa Pig, A Trip to the Moon. It is a lovely sunny day and George and his friend Edmund Elephant are playing with their space toys in the garden. Oh dear, Edmund's space toy has landed on Peppa's head. She is not happy. Are you going to the moon, boys? Asked Daddy Pig. Moon, says George. It's just boring space stuff for babies, Daddy, says Peppa. It's not real. Space is real, Peppa, replies Daddy Pig. Mummy Pig tells everyone there is a show at the museum that is all about the moon. That sounds fun. Shall we go and see it? Asks Daddy Pig. George and Edmund laugh. They want to see the show. Hee hee. At the museum, they all buy tickets. Are we ready to go to the moon, Peppa asks? Oh, sorry, are we really going to the moon, Peppa asks? No, Peppa, it's just pretend, Miss Rabbit tells her. Mr. Rabbit is the tour guide. This way for our trip to the moon, he calls, leading them inside. Prepare for blast off. When they are all seated in the rocket, a voice booms, blast off! We live on a planet. Does anyone know what it's called, Mr. Rabbit asks. Does anyone in FKC know what planet we live on? Yes, Chloe.
Earth,
that's right. Earth, Daddy Pig guesses. That's right, Mr. Rabbit smiles. And what is the moon made of? Mr. Rabbit wants to know next. The moon is made of cheese, of course, Daddy Pig jokes. But Mr. Rabbit doesn't find it very funny. No, the moon is made of rock. This is a serious tour, so no jokes, please. It is pretend, though, isn't it? Peppa asks. Yes, Peppa. If it was the real moon, you could jump over my head, Mr. Rabbit tells her. Gravity is what keeps us on the ground, and it is weaker on the moon, so you can jump higher. Some big rubber bands drop down, and Mr. Rabbit straps everyone in. Peppa and the others feel that they are jumping on the moon. It is so much fun. Miss Rabbit tells them to say, moon cheese, as she takes a picture. It is the end of the tour, so Miss Rabbit takes everyone to the moon shop. How about some real moon cheese, says Miss Rabbit. How much is it, asks Daddy Pig. £5, please, says Miss Rabbit. £5, snorts Daddy Pig. It's all for a good cause, says Miss Rabbit. I like the moon now because it's very interesting, says Peppa, holding a picture of everybody bouncing on the moon. And very tasty, laughs Daddy Pig, eating his yummy moon cheese. The end. What did everyone in FKC think of that book? Anyone want to like put your hand up and...
Oh. Can you say Ella?
Yeah, sure. Yes, Ella.
Boring.
Excuse me? Yes. Tom.
Boring.
Oh, all right. Well, I think that FKC are being a little bit silly right now because that book was great. So thanks for the recommendation, Elsa. Oh, wait, someone else has their hand up. Yes. Jasmine.
Exciting.
You enjoyed it? Well, I'm glad that one of you enjoyed it.
You all enjoyed it?
Oh, good. If you have a book you would like us to read, you can email us at chestersbookclub@gmail.com. We will attempt to request your book from the library and then read it on the podcast. Right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye 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 bye